House, please come to order. Members, please show their presence by voting. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please announce the total.
35 members present.
Representative Meekins?
Mr. Speaker, Representative Rogers, Gardner, Brown, Hayes, and Martin are excused from the call today.
Please rise for prayer by Father John Larson, Church of the Holy Trinity.
Let us pray. O Lord, you are a God of righteousness as well as a God of love and compassion. Give the members of our legislature, we pray, a deep and abiding commitment to justice, especially justice for the poor, the suffering, the elderly, those without position or power. Bestow upon those elected to represent us an awareness of the awesome responsibility which is theirs. The responsibility to serve the people of our state, above all the responsibility to serve you, the Lord of all creation. And may they know that there is no task to which you call them without giving them all that they need in order to carry out that task. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Will the clerk please certify to the correctness of the previous day journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 39th day in House Supplement Number 9.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 39th day in House Supplement Number 9 be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the journal will be certified as approved by the chief clerk. We are under introduction to guests. Are the guests for introduction in the House?
Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
In Gallery B, a close friend, here in Juneau with the Alaska Association of Realtors. She's the wife of the late Bob Hartig. Bob served in the 8th legislature. He was an outstanding statesman and legislator. Please help me to welcome Alice Hartig. Mr. Speaker, also in Gallery B, Mrs. Grace Oakley, also here with the Alaska Association of Realtors. She's the Vice President. Mr. Speaker, also in Gallery B, I see another friend from Anchorage with the Realty Association, Mr. Mark Cording.
Representative Abood.
It's a pleasure for me to introduce a very close friend for the past 25 years, the brother of one of our governors in Alaska, Vern Hickel.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, I'd like to introduce two people working for the Alaska Council on Prevention of Alcohol and Drug Abuse. And specifically, they're charged with the Here's Looking at You program, which is an alcohol education project for kindergarten through 12th grade, which we hope over the next years is going to make a big difference. And I think it's already shown that it is having a tremendous impact on this state in a good way. That's Carolyn Peter and Karen Watson, Gallery A.
Representative Smith.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, another member of the Alaska Association of Realtors and a friend through the years, Barry Brown.
Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, there are two very distinguished ladies from the city of Homer who are good friends of both Representative Malone and myself. One of them may be very familiar, Mrs. Hazel Heath, former mayor of Homer and just a long-time First Lady of the Kenai Peninsula, and with her a gal who grew up, I believe, in the city of Nome, I knew her and her family several years ago, and for the last several years we've been fortunate in having her living on the peninsula also, Mrs. Gail Phillips.
Are there other guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Mr. Speaker, there is a letter from the governor regarding the Hall Road bill that passed last year that he's requesting. I have placed this letter on each member's desk. I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
There's a communication sent from the Alaska State Legislature to the Honorable Ted Stevens. As President of the Senate and Speaker of the House, we would like to invite you to address a joint session of the Alaska State Legislature. The joint session has been scheduled for March 24, 1981 at 11 a.m. We will be looking forward to seeing you. Signed, Jalmer Kurtula, President of the Senate. Representative Jim Duncan, Speaker of the House. There is a communication from the Budget and Audit Committee, Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, forwarding the sunset audits on the Alaska Pipeline Commission and a follow-up review of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
Those reports will be referred, the performance review of the Alaska Pipeline Commission, to the Joint Gas Pipeline Committee for review, and the review of the Department of Revenue Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to Health, Education, and Social Services.
I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary is at House Joint Resolution 10, ratification of an amendment to the Constitution of the United States defining congressional representation and voting rights for residents of the District of Columbia under consideration. And the majority of the committee reports it back do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Brown, Chairman, concurring by Phillips, Clarkson, Anderson, Miller. No, wait a minute. Excuse me. Chuckwuck, Miller. Is this Anderson? Anderson, Brown. Signing do not pass, O'Connell. House Joint Resolution number 10 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 29, a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for the Youth Hostel Revolving Loan Fund under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurring by Brown, Miller, and Fuller. Signing do not pass, Cuddy, and Abood. House Bill 29 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 53, the point system for driving offenses, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurring by Miller, Fuller, Abood, Brown, and Cuddy. House Bill 53 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Labor and Commerce is at House Bill 55, relating to regulation and licensing of veterinarians, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Fuller, Chairman. Signing do pass, Martin and Fuller. Signing no recommendation, Gardner. House Bill 55 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 63, relating to the Alaska Police Standards Council, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Fuller, Vice Chairman, concurring by Fuller, Miller, Abood, Brown, and Cuddy. House Bill 63 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Bill 110, relating to the Wichí Student Exchange Program, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 110 Hess with a new title and recommends that it do pass. They also attach a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Clarkson, Chairman, concurring by Cato, Martin, Duncan, and Clarkson. House Bill 110 has no further referral.
Representative Clarkson. House stand at ease. House come back to order. I will add a finance referral to House Bill 110 that was just read and reported out of Health, Education, and Social Services Committee.
The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 115 relating to boilers and pressure vessels under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Fuller, Vice Chairman, concurring by Martin, Cuddy, and Fuller. Having no recommendation, Gardner. House Bill 115 has no further referral. The Committee on Transportation has had House Bill 145, a special appropriation for the Heidelberg Road, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Mrs. Cato, Chairman, concurring by Rogers, Metcalf, Jaroff, Hayes, Buchholz, and Cato. Having no recommendation, Fanning. House Bill 145 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 173, making appropriations for housing loan programs and for residential energy programs, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 173, Labor and Commerce, with a new title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Hurlburt, Chairman, concurring by Gardner, Fuller, and Hurlburt. Having no recommendation, Martin and Cuddy. House Bill 173 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution 15 by Buchholz, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the term of office for members of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 43 by Buchholz, Fuller, and Jaroff, an act relating to daycare assistance.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 202 by Buchholz, an act changing the term of office for members of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Judiciary.
House Bill 203 by Grusendorf and Moss, an act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska for the purchase of 2 mobile training units and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 204 by Fuller and Adams, an act making an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for range surveys on the Seward Peninsula and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 205 by the State Affairs Committee, an act providing for a state historical, recreational, and wilderness trails, waterways, and campsite system and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 206 by Abood, Barnes, Bilesma, Martin, Metcalf, and Sutcliffe, an act relating to the termination of rental agreements of mobile home park dwellers and tenants.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary. Representative Claxton.
And we have a short.
House stand at ease. House come back to order. Are there further bills for introduction?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. There is no calendar for today. We are under unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Claxton.
Mr. Speaker, yesterday House Bill 188 was referred to the Health, Education, Social Services Committee. Relates to a special appropriation for reconstruction of the Iditarod Elementary School in Wasilla, a school that was recently destroyed by fire. I've checked with the members of the committee, and I'd like to ask at this time that the HESS committee referral be waived so that the bill can go directly to Finance.
The HESS committee referral will be waived on House Bill 1. What was the number again, Representative Claxton?
188.
To further unfinished business. Representative Meekins.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Zaroff be excused from the call of the House on the 25th and until plain time on the 26th.
Hearing no objection, Representative Zaroff will be excused on February 25th until plain time on the 26th. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Committee announcements. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Legislative Council will meet today at 10:30 or on adjournment of the Senate, whichever is earlier. Excuse me, I mean whichever is later.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I like it better the other way.
Speaker, the House State Affairs will meet today at 3 o'clock. In room 102, House Bill 60, Risk Management and Loss Prevention Program, House Bill 58, Competitive Bidding.
House stand at ease. House come back to order. We are under committee announcements. Are there Representative Freeman? House stand at ease. House come back to order. We are under committee announcements. Are there other committee announcements? Representative Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Resources will meet today at 3 p.m. to take up House Bill 101, which is the repeal on repeal tax on motor fuel used in or on watercraft. And I would encourage the members of the committee to be there at 3 o'clock, as we do intend to use at least 1 hour's time on the teleconference with the sites involved.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, House Hess at 3 p.m. today, House Bill 26 on displaced homemakers. I mistakenly announced House Bill 20 yesterday. It's House Bill 26, displaced homemakers, 3 p.m. today.
Representative Cotton.
Finance Committee at 1:30 to finish the overview on the health budget and hopefully finish the education budget today as well.
Representative Moss.
Mr. Speaker, the House Subcommittee on Education will meet jointly with the Senate Finance in the Senate Finance Room at 8 a.m. Monday to continue work on the education operating budget.
Are there further committee announcements? Representative Grusendorf.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I would like to remind this body that Community and Regional Affairs on Monday, the 23rd of February, will be hearing House Bill 4 dealing with property tax relief, now be held in the Community and Regional Affairs Conference Room. That'd be across from room 108, I believe. No, 102.
Further committee announcements. Before we go to special orders, do you have a committee announcement?
I have an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Meekins, under announcements.
Speaker, there is a, I guess you'd call it a catch-up reception today, 4:30 to 7:30 at the home of John's son at 1706 Willow Drive for former Representative Clark Greeney.
Before we go into special orders, I have one item of unfinished business. If I might revert back to that. House Bill 193, which was introduced yesterday and referred to Community Regional Affairs, the referral will be changed from Community Regional Affairs to Resources. That's the bill dealing with lands. That referral will be to Resources only. We are under special orders.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Meekins.
Could we revert to announcements? I forgot one.
We're under announcements.
The VFW reception is tonight, 336 East 1st Street. That's behind the Baranoff, and 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It's listed on the calendar.
Special orders. Representative Grusendorf.
Mr. Speaker, could we be under announcements, too?
We are still under announcements.
Okay, the committee, Community and Regional Affairs, I think because of the size of the group that will come in to listen to House Bill 4, we'll hold it in room 118, which is the resource committee room. And that'll be 8:30 in the morning on Monday.
Special orders. Announcements.
Special orders, Mr. Speaker.
Special orders.
I know it's approaching 10:30 and we need to hurry, but I just wanted to request permission to speak under special orders on asking the clerk to do our homework for us.
You have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I noticed yesterday that a number of people did what I have done previously, so I'm not throwing any stones at anybody else other than myself, but I've noticed that we have been getting into kind of the sloppy habit of asking the clerk to hold bills, half hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. Yesterday, it got to be where the clerk's office practically had no bills to send down to printing because so many were being held. And really, except under extraordinary circumstances, and I'm guilty of this too, I want to reemphasize that, except under extraordinary circumstances, we should do our homework in advance and solicit our own co-sponsors in advance so that we don't have to delay the printing, because what really happens is it inconveniences the people who want to pick up those bills about noon. There's lots of people that have a regular schedule of picking up bills, and when we have them delayed, they can't get the bills that day.
Further special orders. Representative Fanning.
Mr. Speaker, I request the privilege of the floor for the purpose of speaking on rules changes and specifically a 24-hour calendar.
You have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I suppose as of today it's a matter of semantics in lieu of the fact that our calendar, which says piece of paper that says it's the House calendar says no calendar. And I suspect that traditionally that's what it says, has said rather than no business. But Rule 18 specifically states that the Rules Committee of each House is responsible for the preparation of the daily calendar for distribution to each member on the day preceding the next legislative day. I think that, you know, and many of us are engaged in various committee meetings at 8 and 8:30 in the morning that are very important up to the time that the House meets. And I think that it's very important for us to be able to make good decisions to know what's going to come before the House prior to 9:15, which is the time that this calendar, which said no calendar, was released this morning. And I would like to speak in favor of what I know will be a proposed rule change, and that is specifically for a 24-hour calendar. And I would hope that everybody in the House would support that. I don't doubt that there are extenuating circumstances as to why this happened now, but I think that we'd all be better advised if we had an opportunity to see the calendar a day in advance.
Further special orders? Representative Boone?
Mr. Speaker, I have to look at Irene when I say this. I'm not going to hold Bill 202 for an hour that I intended to do. Thank you. For further sponsors. Thank you.
Representative Barnes?
Did you get my name?
No.
Mr. Speaker, may we revert to introduction of guest?
We are under introduction of guest.
Thank you. I see in Gallery B a very distinguished gentleman from Anchorage that I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce to this body, one of my constituents, Bob Penny.
Representative Carney?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under introduction of guests, I have a couple of constituents in Gallery B, Cheryl Mosley and Bob Berry from the Matsu Borough.
Representative Cuddy? I'd
like to introduce Bob Bear from Totem Realty in Gallery A.
With further guests for introduction. Further special orders. Representative Meekins.
I move and ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Hearing no objection, the House in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.